Josh Burns, as you listen to Clark Hunt, Lamar Hunt's son, and the fact that the NFL has historically had this revenue sharing in place, even though there is some competitive revenue sharing and the Yankees do give up some money, it still is ridiculously disproportionate when you think it's about 25% for the Royals, and you all are just beginning to get in the place where you can compete. But what would happen if you had $100 million minimum per team?
Well, I think this is a tough one to answer. I would say I think most teams feel like the current collective bargaining agreement negotiated during the 2002 season has been a positive for baseball. I think actually in this decade, more teams in sort of the bottom half of their league payroll have been 92-win teams, which is usually the number required to get in the playoffs, and as opposed to the mid to late 90s where it was becoming a bit of a, you know, an economic model that determines playoff participation. I think there's a little more compression in our business now. You know, it's hard to look at it 1 through 30 as far as payrolls. Sometimes it's within divisions. And within our division, we're very competitive. I think the AL East is probably the biggest challenge because the Yankees and Red Sox reside with the Devil Rays. So there are inequities there. But, you know, to the extent that the system's imperfect, I also think it's better than it was.